Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 88. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Oh, my gosh. It's still Saturday. Well, it's not Saturday morning. It's Saturday afternoon now.
Yeah. Having a good one.
Woo-hoo. Time flies when you're recording.
That's yes, right. It does.
I know.
Having fun.
We'll just do this forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is our heaven. Unless it's that zombie apocalypse where we're all like tied to our chair. And
oh, yeah. Tim's got me going.
You're the old grandpa.
I was the old grandpa zombie.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah. You guys doing all right, though?
Yes.
It is fun doing to record great. On a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's fun. Different, but yeah.
It is different.
What a heck of a day so far. Sean?
Yes.
Let's just get right into it.
Let's dive deep. What are we gonna talk deep. About? We're going to talk about, this is going to be my pick because, you know, I always mention my picks, right? this is on a gentleman who I don't even know where to start with him, but we're just going to start at the basics, right? His name is Carl Tanzler. George Carl Tanzler, also known as Count Carl von Kossel. He lived from February 8th, 1877 to July 3rd, 1952. He was a German-born radiology technologist at the Marine Hospital Service in Key West, Florida. He developed an obsession with a young Cuban-American tuberculosis patient, Elena Helen Milagro de Hoyos. She lived from 1909 to 1931, that carried on well after her death. In 1933, almost 2 years after her death, Tanzler removed Hoyos' body from its tomb and lived with the corpse at his home for 7 years until it was discovered by Hoyos' relatives and authorities in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what in the world he was thinking. He's an eccentric. This brings me back to Coral Castle a little bit. You remember Coral mm-hmm. Castle?
Mm-hmm.
When he built that castle for in, you know, the name of love and everything. And there was an obsession there, but he didn't bring her back to the actual castle and build it around her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's
do weird things.
Yeah, this site that I'm on talking about what he's done says this is not a story about stalking and murder. The person being stalked has already died.
Yeah. And it gets worse from there, though. You think that it doesn't get worse. No, it does. It's crazy. Sean, you want to tell the listeners a little bit like how this all started?
Sure.
Like, what the story is behind this guy.
So it's disturbing. We'll give that as a precursor. The story of Carl Tanzler and Elena de Hoyos is one of obsession taking to an unthinkable extreme. This is not a story about stalking and murder. Oh, yeah, you just said the person's already been dead. Sorry. Our story begins at the Marine Hospital in Key West, Florida. 22-year-old Maria Elena Milagro de Hoyos, boy, that's a mouthful, called Elena, was feeling ill, and her family brought her to the hospital for some tests. She met Carl Tanzler, a.k.a. Carl von Kossel, a radiologic technician. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. So Elena, we'll call her that instead of her full name, was diagnosed with tuberculosis, which was terminal at the time. Although not actually a doctor, although they keep talking like he is, Tanzler was determined to save her life. With her family's approval, he tried out different remedies. Many sources describe the concoctions as potions and tinctures. According to Ghost City Tour's website page, the morbid tale of Count von Kossel and Elena de Hoyos, Tanzler also administered painful treatments using a device that included electrodes. He thought charging her oxygen electrons with electrodes could possibly cure her. As he desperately tried to save her, Tanzler reportedly showered her with gifts and told de Hoyos he loved her. However, de Hoyos made it clear she was not interested. Despite Tanzler's best efforts, she died on October 25, 1931. Tanzler insisted on paying her funeral complete with a large mausoleum. Her family consented, but weren't aware that Tanzler alone had a key to the mausoleum. Elena de Hoyos was embalmed and interred in the Key West Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as apparently for those couple of years that she was dead and entombed, he would come and talk with her in the middle yep. of the night, play songs, whatever, and just...
Then finally he was like, hey,
Yeah, I got an idea.
Why don't you just come home with me?
It makes sense.
Yeah. He even had a telephone installed. I forgot about that. That was installed in her tomb. It's like, okay.
Here's a picture of her.
And she was beautiful.
She was really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was lovely.
Now, that one, I've seen. This one.
he was Freudian.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did that. So how long was it?
Two years.
2 years.
So over the following 2 years, Tanzler's behavior became increasingly unusual. Those who knew him became suspicious. He was seen purchasing women's clothes and perfumes. A young neighbor saw him dancing with what appeared to be a life-size doll through Tanzler's window. He stopped visiting her grave. Rumor spread that Tanzler was living with Hoyo's corpse.
Yes, and he was.
Yeah.
Basically put her together with wires for her bones.
Uh-huh. Formaldehyde.
Keep them together.
Perfume.
Rebuilt her face. And used formaldehyde, disinfectants. You know, perfumes to hide, to mask the bad smell.
It's bad.
Yeah, and then they have pictures of her, what she looked like after he got done with her. I mean, it just looks like a mannequin, like a paper mache something. It's terrible. So, and man, the family was not happy. They were pretty ticked off at him for doing that, but they didn't find out for a little while, you know.
Yeah, some people you need to... be careful to
check on.
Be careful to follow your obsessions.
Yeah,
he was a tad upset.
Well,
a little infatuated.
People thought first, and I think even the family thought that he just made an effigy of her.
Yeah,
which he did that again later. But by the way, and that he was just like so totally obsessed. But then they're like, oh, that's actually her corpse. So Tanzler admitted that he broke into her tomb on April of 1933 and used a cart to transport her body back to his house. Over the next 7 years, Tanzler worked hard to preserve her body as best he could. And there's pictures of, it went on once they figured it out and found it. They like took pictures and it was on display for a while before it was, re-entombed or it was buried in a secret place that he could not find her again.
And he had her in his bed.
He did. And they found a vaginal tube. I hate to say this, but it's true. And they don't know whether, that's necrophilia is what that is. And that he was having relations with her. I just cringe at that. But they said that there was never proof necessarily. But if he had that there, like what else did he have that there for? You know?
Yeah,
like,
sure. Ugh. Yeah. He was obsessed, infatuated. Yeah. He's crazy. Let's just say that.
It says an autopsy exposed all of Tanzler's extensive modifications. To retain the shape of her frame, he used coat hangers, wires, stuffed her torso with rags. He used plaster of Paris to reconstruct her face, which he touched up with mortician's wax. He replaced her eyes with glass ones. After her hair fell out, Tanzler made a makeshift wig, which he stapled to her head. Yeah. I'm sorry, that's not funny. Tanzler used her real hair, some of which her mother gave to Tanzler after her death. To cover the smell of decay, he used a lot of perfume, flowers, disinfectants, and preserving agents. The creepiest, most disturbing detail was a tube inserted into her vagina. Most sources agree that Tanzler never confessed to committing necrophilia, and there was reportedly no evidence that there wasn't any post-mortem intercourse. However, Tanzler did keep Hoyos in his bed, dressed up, complete with jewelry. So it's kind of hard to think that he didn't.
Pretty nasty.
Wow.
Pretty disrespectful.
Yeah. I guess,
and in his mind, obviously, total opposite. He's thinking he's doing the right thing.
And in 1940, this rumor of him having her at his residence reached the ears of De Hoya's sister, Florinda, who then decided to visit Tanzler. Tanzler willingly showed Florinda Elena's body.
Can you imagine seeing your sister in that condition with this
crazy
guy?
You just want to kill him, wouldn't you? Honestly.
And then make him redo him.
It says, after his arrest, the public's reaction was sympathetic. By all accounts, Tanzler wasn't viewed with disdain but pity. He was seen as a lonely eccentric. Before Hoya's remains were laid to rest in an unmarked grave, her modified corpse was put on display at a funeral home where over 6,000 people came to see her remains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her sister says here... thought that what she saw was a dummy, a doll, or whatever that Tansler made of her sister. However, it was later discovered that it was actually her corpse.
Yeah. That's, I mean,
shocking. It is shocking. Oh, man. Back then, it would have been shocking.
Yeah. Pretty disturbing.
It'd be shocking today, Sean.
Yeah, I know, right? No kidding.
Oh, no, not what? Really.
They talk about having,
2023.
Having skeletons in your closet, but
there's
corpses in your bed.
He was, you say eccentric and crazy and obsessed. Mm-hmm. There's some facts about von Kossel or Carl.
Whatever. Like his background?
Yeah. Well, just some. So it says, plagued by visions of his true love. So during his childhood and travels to Genoa? Is it Geneva? No. Genoa. Italy.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Tansler claims his dead ancestor visited him. His alleged ancestor, Anna Constantia von Brockdorf, appeared in
so many words.
Appeared in his visions and showed him the face of his true love, a foreign woman with dark hair. So there's kind of where it started, and then of course he meets a young woman with dark hair. It says Carl was smitten since he set eyes on Hoyas. Nobody knew the sinister extent of his obsession. After an examination, Hoyas was diagnosed with the deadly tuberculosis, as we said, and then of course he stepped in to try to recover her, and he himself professed medical knowledge and attempted to treat her home with various medicines, with x-ray and electrical equipment. But yeah, during his time, he professed his love for her with numerous gifts, jewelry and clothing, but his love was unrequited.
Oh, that's so gross.
Well, of course it was.
Right? Well, he had his own family, too. So he was born in 1877, lived in Austria until 1910. While in Austria, Tansler studied weather patterns. In 1920, he got married and had two children. He abandoned his wife and children after moving to Zephyrhills, Florida. He then went to work at the hospital under the name Count Carl von Kossel. So then, the body was taken away from him, he made another duplicate of her, and with her death mask and all the stuff that he had, and so he lived with that for however long, and God knows, I don't even want to know about any kind of tubes that he put in that. So, you know what I mean? Like, this obsession ran forever. And I think he reconnected with his family afterwards, which is, can you imagine, like, where have you been, Carl?
He had a
Mr. von Kossel.
He had a makeshift laboratory at his home, and it was in the shape of an airplane.
That's right.
And it is called Ilana's airship. His plan was eventually to use the plane to bring Hoyas back to life. Tansler thought that he could fly her high into the stratosphere so that radiation from outer space could penetrate her tissues and restore life to her form.
Yep, that's the photo of it too. There's pictures of it.
Good grief.
And even with all that, after he was arrested and everything, he was deemed fit to stand trial, even after a psychiatric evaluation.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't like to let people off that easy, but this guy's totally nuts.
All charges were dropped since the statute of limitations expired.
Oh.
And then the public, what this was saying, reaction to everything that he did was sympathetic.
Isn't that crazy? That to me is the most amazing thing.
Wasn't viewed with disdain, but pity.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
I mean, to be honest, he was so in love with her. I mean, he was infatuated, in love with her. But man, to go about that—that's the crazy kicked in.
Yeah, that's a different kind of crazy love.
Yeah, that's
said he suffered bizarre delusions that caused him to obsess about Hoyas to the point that he literally would not take no for an answer. So he went to the unthinkable extreme of possessing her after death. This is deprived of Hoya's corpse. Tansler reportedly had a life-size doll in Hoya's likeness. He didn't rob another grave, but chose to substitute Hoya's, who he believed was his soulmate, with a doll. It wasn't specifically a corpse he wanted. All he wanted was Elena Hoyas. So he wasn't obsessed with her corpse. He was obsessed with her. But sure. Yeah, right. Whatever.
Here's another little fact. It says Carl Tansler claimed that Elena de Hoyas, her spirit would visit him at the cemetery, and he would then sit by her grave, serenading her with his favorite Spanish song. Moreover, he said that she would urge him to take her out of her grave. So she told him to.
Oh.
Urged him.
Of course.
Take me home.
It says weather.
Is that why?
In our airship. It's my airship.
Please, Carl.
he's doing the ventriloquist thing.
Uh-huh. You're the dummy.
Carl, that's you the whole time. Like, what are you talking about? Whether you consider Tansler a necrophiliac or not, this story is still one of the most bizarre and disturbing ones that I've heard. It's even somewhat sad that someone could be so trapped within a delusion that they're willing to live with a corpse with the belief that, like the fictitious Dr. Frankenstein, that they will eventually be able to bring the person back to life. Mm-hmm. So he's Dr. Frankenstein. That's how it is.
Frankenstein. Yeah, Carl had it. He had it bad. He was in mad.
He did. He had a good, mad, crazy bad, love. Disgusting is what he had.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to add to the story, to be honest with you. It kind of, yeah, I urge the creepies to just, well, I mean, we'll post pictures, obviously, but just read about, yeah, read more about it yourself. Check
read
out pictures.
All about it.
Check it out.
It's pretty wild. I remember when I heard the story the first time, I'm like, are you kidding me?
We've kind of shelved this one a little bit because it's so disgusting, but it does. It has the Coral Castle, Ed Gein feel.
It does. And that's exactly right.
You just kind of put those, smoosh those together, you get this crap.
Mm-hmm. You get Carl von Kassel.
Von Kassel. Oh, we're going to keep digging too, man. We're going to find some even to be
digging.
Digging.
Hey.
It is amazing that there's people that exist like this.
I know.
They could be living next door.
Yeah. Might be sitting next to me.
Hey, Todd's got the shifty eyes over there. Shifty eyes.
What do you mean?
What?
He's no doll.
Oh, Carl.
Wow.
Nate, what do you think, man?
I've had my fill of this one. That's a wrap.
You have?
Yeah.
Can't take any more about Carl?
Not too many things disturb me, but this one hit the core.
Especially the pictures. Look at the pictures if you dare, because, ugh, it's gross.
Crazy Carl Tansler? Or Crazy Carl von Kassel?
Old Crazy Carl.
We just call him Crazy Carl.
He cray-cray. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to the Middle Age Mini number 88 and our discussion on the one and only, thank goodness, Carl Tansler. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.